So Dave's asked me to preach today. He's asked me to preach the gospel on John 3:16, which is quite, it's a privilege to be able to preach the gospel to you. It's something that's on my heart. I'm an evangelist myself, and you know, Jesus told us to, you know, to basically seek the lost and to preach the gospel. You know, that was a command, like Paul said. And so it's something that's really, it's on my heart. And I wanted to start off by sort of saying here that we heard Vic about 4 weeks ago stand there and say, this is serious. This is serious. That's what Vic said. He stood up here and said, salvation is serious. That choice that we've all got to make. You know, God's given us free will. That choice is serious, you know. Lots of you have known Vic for many years, you know. That was on his heart that morning, to get up here and say to you guys, listen, let's not mess about anymore. Let's not mess about with God. Yeah, let's not mess about. So when I was praying into John 3:16 and asking God what he wanted me to reveal to you today, I kept getting drawn back to the first verse, which was, for God so loved the world. That's all I kept getting drawn back to. For God so loved the world. And I just want to talk about, first of all, that love of God for a minute. That love of God that we've heard about John speak about this morning, about Joe, about the whilst they were still sinners, God sent people like Gareth, like me, like Ruth, to find them, to seek them. Yeah, you know, the Bible says that God doesn't want one to perish. Not one. That's not his plan, for one to perish. So now the Bible says that God is a holy and loving God, and that he's just. And it's just, you know, even for myself, like Paul Baker just said, that it was me that was on the Alpha course, and it was Paul that witnessed to me and said, look, you know, this is the way to walk. Don't walk in that darkness anymore. Don't walk in that darkness anymore. And, you know, that's the love of God. Yeah, that's the love of God that is reaching out to people. Now, also, we have a God that loved us all so much that he died for us. Yeah, he loved us all so much. All of us, so much. We're his children. We're his creations. You know, we're these... You know, some of us have got children here. You know, we love our children, don't we? We'll do anything for them. You know, lots of us would say, oh yeah, I'd take a bullet for them. I'd die for my children. Well, God did. God did die for his children. Yeah? God did die for his children. Now, why did he die for his children? Well, I want to talk about man. Because in Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So that means, brothers and sisters, that means everybody in this building today, everybody, and everybody out of this building is a sinner in God's eyes. Everyone. That's all the people that are really lovely, do lots of good works, do lots of volunteer stuff, do this, do that. Everybody in God's eyes on Judgment Day that haven't accepted Jesus is a sinner. And that's what God's word says. That's what God's word says. Now, the Bible says that we've got a just God. Now, it's hard for us as just mere human beings because we're sinful. You know, the Bible says that man is wicked. That's what the Bible says. Man is wicked. It's hard for us to understand how just, how holy, how sinless God is, because we're sinful. So when we try and think, oh, well, actually, I'm not that bad. That's not how holy God is. That's not how holy God is. God's standards are here. Our standards are probably somewhere like this, or even further down. Now, what the Bible also says, that sin has a price. And at some point, that price has to be paid. Now, obviously, during during our lives, we might do something where the world wants to give us a consequence for a sin. But the Bible says, no matter whether the world gives it to you or not, God says that on judgment day, that sin must be paid for. Must be paid for. Because he's a just God. When I was reading into scripture, I just felt, when I was reading into it, I just thought, it's hard for us to understand. Like, God doesn't know anything but justice. He doesn't know anything but that. You know, it's like, I know my name's Rory, and that's just what it is. It's Rory. God's just, and that's all he knows is justice. There isn't anything else. So sin has to be paid for. It has to be. And that's why God's word said he didn't want one to perish. He did not want one to perish. So the Bible says that sin leads to death. Yeah, that's where sin leads to. Sin leads to eternal death. It says that our sin offends God. So my sin offends God, your sin offends God. It says our sin in our lives, yeah, it actually offends God. So brothers and sisters, for God to forgive man, remember, we've got a just God. For him to forgive man, his wrath had to be satisfied. It had to be satisfied. He's a just God. He doesn't. There is nothing else. The sin of this world, God's wrath had to be satisfied. So what did God do about that? Well, he sent Jesus. So we can make a meal out of it sometimes, the gospel. But like Paul Baker said, it is simple. It is very basic. It's not difficult. You know, it's not difficult. God's not trying to make it complicated. Yeah? It's quite easy. It's quite easy to understand. Yeah? When we go back to that scripture, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Because you're all sinners. In here, out here. Quite easy to understand if we accept what God's word says. If we accept it. Now, at some point, God actually made that decision to save man, to save sinful man. He made that decision. At some point, like his word says, he doesn't want one to perish. So at some point, he made that decision to think, you know what? I'm going to go and save them. They're my children. Because he knew what would be coming. He knew what would be coming. So he said, I'm going to go and save them. So he came. He came as Jesus, and he walked this earth, and he died for our sins. So God took that punishment for us. And as we go back to John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world. So why did he die for us? Why did he take that punishment? Why did he get abused, accused, spat at, fallen on the head, smashed in, on the cross, naked? Why did all that happen? Because God's wrath had to be satisfied, and God knew that, and he loved us. He loved us. So not one person has to face that consequence for eternity. And when we say eternity, it's hard for us to sort of understand that sometimes, isn't it, as well? Because it's not something that we can experience, something that's never ending. But if you imagine space, space is never ending below us. It's never ending to the side of us. It's never ending to the right, to the top. No matter where you went in space, it's never ending. Now, it's hard to fathom that, isn't it? That something can be never ending. But the Bible says hell is never ending. That's what the Bible says. It says the punishment for sin is never ending. So Jesus said that there was a place called hell. You know, Jesus said that hell was a real place. That's not what I've said. That's not what anyone else in here said. That's what Jesus said. He said, hell's a real place. And Jesus said that your sin, our sin, my sin, it will take us there. That's what it will take us there. So God gave up his life so that we could have one forever. He gave up his life so we could have one forever, for eternity. Again, we can't understand what hell would be like for eternity, but at the same time, you know, let's think about what it would be like for eternity with God. Yeah? For eternity with Jesus. You know, for that eternity. You know, this world is just temporary. Everything around you is temporary. Everything. We will come and go. Everyone in this room, I tell you, there's one fact, yeah? Let's all get straight. 10 out of 10 people in this room are going to die. Yeah? That's the truth. There's no one that I know that has escaped death yet. No one. So it's all something we're going to have to face at some point, is death. Definitely at some point we're going to have to face that. So when I was reading into this and praying to God, again, just that thing that Vic said, this is serious. This is serious. And a priority, the priority for the church should be to seek and save the lost. That's what the priority should be. You know, that's what the priority should be. So now in John 3:16 it says, Whosoever believes in him, which is Jesus, shall not perish, which is hell, but have eternal life, which is heaven. Yeah, that's what the scripture of God says. That's not what I say today. That is what God says. That's what God says. Now, is that not serious? I don't know. Tell me, is that not something that you think, you know, we can all get fearful of things in the world. I can be a very fearful person. Yeah? But wow, when I read this, fears about jobs and work and money and mortgages. This is what people should be fearing. This. Yeah? Open your eyes. Open your eyes to where you are. So in Corinthians 2, 5:21 it says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Yeah? So God did it all. God did it all. Jesus was put on that cross and punished and tormented for the almighty wrath of God to be satisfied. That's it. That's why Jesus died for you. That's why Jesus died. Yeah? Jesus didn't die so you could particularly get your job back or get this or get that. He died so, as God's children, you don't have to face that punishment, that wrath. That's why Jesus died. That's why we stand here and say, yeah, and that's why we go about and Jesus saved me. Saved me from what? Hell. That's what Jesus saved you from. Yeah? Yes, he will help us in our lives day to day. But ultimately, the fact is that Jesus died on that cross for my sin, for your sin, so we haven't got to go to hell. That's it. Basic, isn't it? Quite simple. Quite simple. So the Bible says that we must believe. The Bible says that we must actually repent. It says that we must ask God to forgive our sins, yeah? So what does repent mean? Repent means to turn from that lifestyle that you were living. Because if you don't know Christ, then, like the Bible says, that you're a sinner. So the Bible says that you must repent, you must turn around. As he says, I think it's 180 degrees or something, you must turn around, yeah? You must turn from your sin. And I just wanted to sort of leave it on something really and just, you know, just go into, you know, also what else Jesus said. Jesus said, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many will find it. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Few will find it. And when I read that, I thought, wow. That says everything in that to me. Everything. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many, many will find it. Yeah, many will be on it. Many. Not a few, not the odd person. Many. And then also what was quite sort of got me was when I read again, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Few will find it. Few. Few of us. There's only a few of us, God's saying. You know, there's only a few of you. You know, when I'm walking, me and my wife went to Spain recently and I was sitting there watching these people walk past and there was a Lamborghini. Bright orange and black Lamborghini. There are crowds of people walking over, pictures, sort of worshipping the guy that got out of the car. Wow. Wow. I sat with my wife. We were outside this lovely restaurant. I said to her, these people are lost. These people are lost. It's a car. It's a bit of metal. Yeah? That's all that is. It's a car and a piece of the metal. You see these men over there. You know, these wealthy men. And they're walking along. And I know the truth. And I just sit there and I think, you think you have everything. But really, you have nothing. Yeah? Nothing. And everything you've got is temporary. And, you know, it's God that gives and it's God that takes away. But I just want us to take, if there's one thing that we take away today, and that would be to, for us to walk away and just think, well, what road, you know, what road am I on? What road am I on? You know, what road? Is Jesus really the Lord of my life? Is he the Lord of my life? Because the Bible says, yeah, you will tell them by their fruits. That's what the Bible says. You will tell them by their fruits. And Jesus said, if that tree's not bearing no fruit, I'll cut it down and put it in the fire. Hell. Yeah? I'll cut it down, put it in the fire. Hell. That's what Jesus said. So maybe it's for us to go away today and think, do you know what? Am I bearing any fruit? Is there any fruit in my life that if someone was a Christian, would they even know it? Without me even having to say it to them. Would they be able to look from a distance and go, oh, he's saved? Yeah, so it's just to finish up and just say, that this is serious. And that, you know, that we've all got a choice. Sitting there today, we've all got a choice. God give us free will. God's not going to force no one. God's not going to handcuff no one. He's not going to bully you into it. Yeah? The Bible... What the Bible says, that man is destined to die once and then judgment. That's what the Bible says. It's not what I'm saying today. The Bible says that man is destined to die once and then face judgment. So let's just sit there today and just think of the seriousness of who we're worshipping, you know? And how holy God is. And how sinless God is. And maybe even, let's sit there and think, how wicked we are. How sinful we are. And how much that we do need Christ. Yeah? How much we do need Christ. Because like I said, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all. Yeah? All of us. You know, the Bible says that today is a day of salvation. I can't beg you. But I would just say, please, with all of my heart, you know, just have a think about it. Just have a think about the message of the gospel. You know, just have a think about it, you know. And, you know, for those of it that are saved, you know, for those that are saved, let's bear some proper fruit. Yeah, as a church. This love that we spoke about. This love. You know, the greatest act of love that the world's ever seen is this. Is Jesus dying on the cross for you. That's it. That's the greatest act of love the world's ever seen. So when we are outreaching and we're witnessing to people, you know, the enemy can always say, oh, it's not really socially acceptable to say that, or shouldn't really say it, you know. It's an act of love. Because we, as saved people, know where they're going. That's the truth, isn't it? That's the truth. Ouch. We know where they're going. And, you know, I just pray that if anyone's in here today, that, you know, that the Lord will just convict them, and that they will just have hearts that are open to this gospel message. And that's about it. Thank you.